episode of the Five Red Lights Formula One podcast. Five Red Lights is a podcast focusing on all things Formula One, and in this episode, I'll be considering whether a race in Miami is exactly what Formula One needs, or if it will even achieve what the organisers want it to. The Miami Grand Prix was confirmed last weekend, and will mean two races in the USA for F1 from 2022 onwards, or at least that's what's likely to happen. The track is situated around the home of the Miami Dolphins, who compete in the NFL, the Hard Rock Stadium. The track looks to be a future mainstay on the calendar, as the circuit has been signed on to F1 for a 10-year deal, an impressive commitment from both the race organisers and FOM to Formula One's future in Miami, especially as a race hasn't even been held there yet. Miami is F1's 11th venue in the USA. Perhaps a comment on the quality of the tracks that have come before, as none of them remain on the calendar besides COTA, which is where F1 currently races in America. That being said, not all US tracks have been terrible. Watkins Glen has a special place in the heart of many older F1 fans, and unfortunately there are a load of tracks in the country that aren't necessarily best suited to F1 that would be nice to race at, such as Laguna Seca and Road America. F1 hasn't always had the best luck in the USA, with farcical tracks such as the Las Vegas track at Caesars Palace, which was on the car park, the 2005 race at Indianapolis, which only 6 cars started due to tyre issues with the banked corner. So, with F1's troubled past in America, why are F1 and FOM pushing for a second race to be a success in the USA? First, it's important to note that the USA has always been a hard market for F1, which is a very Eurocentric sport, with brief rises in fans in America, generally accompanied by American success in F1, such as Mario Andretti becoming world champion. The problem is that the US have their own racing series, such as IndyCar, NASCAR, and the now defunct series known as CART, which has been in the 90s. These series were always in direct competition with F1 for US viewership, and have often been favoured by American fans, the culture of the series being more aligned with what Americans expect from sport. A concept such as the Fast 6 shootout is accepted in IndyCar, but would never work in a series such as F1 that sees itself as a pure racer sport. However, the introduction of sprint races to F1, which was confirmed the day I'm recording this, may show a change in the way F1 is approaching its race weekends, and this could appeal more to American fans. A second race in America, in lieu of a successful American driver in the sport, or a successful American team, with Haas looking likely to be sold to Dimitri Mazepin of Ural Cali, or at least those are this week's rumours, might just be what is needed to unlock the market potential of the USA for F1. Race could also be being added to the calendar at just the right time, as the F1 following in America seems to be at its healthiest for years, with ESPN's viewing figures remaining largely unchanged in 2020, despite the revised pandemic calendar featuring no races on a friendly time zone for US viewers. This suggests that F1 may, finally, after a long while, have a steady base of fans in America. However, when it comes to the track itself for the Miami Grand Prix, it's certainly interesting. It's not clear how good the racing it produces will be, but it seems to have a lot of elements from the man-made tracks that have never been fan favourites, such as Abu Dhabi and Sochi, tracks that aren't known especially for enthralling races. If I were a cynical man, which I am, I would say that the track has been designed to provide glamour shots of the stadium it surrounds, rather than provide good racing for the fans. The track seems to have a limited number of overtaking opportunities and is very samey from tracks we've seen in the past. It has the potential for 3 DRS zones, which doesn't exactly fill me with hopes for amazing overtakes. Will it be nice and a pretty race to watch? Sure. Will it produce good racing? Probably not. F1 have said that 36 track layouts were simulated at this location before deciding on the one selected to host races until 2032. Maybe they should have simulated a few more. It doesn't bode well, and it kind of plays into my theory about providing glamour shots of the stadium, when F1's head of vehicle performance said it is actually quite a restricted site to work on. Maybe choose a different site that would create good racing then. How about that for an idea? I bet they didn't think of that whenever how much Miami are paying to host this circuit was wafted in front of their faces. The existing race in the USA, at Circuit of the Americas or COTA in Austin, has been a perfectly good addition to the calendar. Not necessarily producing any spectacular races, but it's always been a good mid-tier track in terms of fan opinions, and even gave us Kimi Raikkonen's likely last win in F1 in 2018. Everyone knows the tricky relationship between the USA and tax, and to keep Austin on the calendar, more money would have to be spent. Therefore, it's quite likely that the COTA GP could find its end in a reluctance to spend tax dollars on a second race in the States, with Texas paying an approximate $25 million to host the race every year. The problem lies with that in the past this money has come from Texas's major events reimbursement program. However, This program has the stipulation that the payment is only available if Austin is the only track to host an F1 race in America. Unless this is changed, and it's unclear whether this will happen, the circuit is unlikely to remain on the calendar, as COTA is unlikely to be able to provide the funding without assistance from the state. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all for F1 expanding and creating new races, and I understand that a foothold in the USA is essential for the future success of the series. However, I do wish that money was being put into returning and improving classic tracks, as has been seen at Imola, or returning to countries F1 has been absent from for years, such as the potential for a race in South Africa at Kyalami, or in India or South Korea, where races have been held in the past. You know, a race in India again might give a chance for someone who isn't Sebastian Vettel to win it. I wonder if there is a threat that, with American owners in Liberty Media and a desire to appeal to the American fans, F1 could lose part of itself, in that it's always been a Eurocentric sport and it shouldn't sell itself to appeal over the Atlantic and become something it isn't. Those series already exist that appeal to American fans, and F1 doesn't need to become one of them. It needs to sell its unique qualities to American fans. F1 needs to sell itself as it is, with its unique qualities, and it doesn't need to become another copy of a different racing series. Furthermore, just as a side note, there are rumours of the race being held in Miami around mid-June, a time of the year notorious for heavy rain and like naff weather in Florida, especially on the coast where Miami is, which could either create a very dramatic race or a farcical event with weather too strong to race in, especially as like some of the rain there during that time of year can be properly torrential on a level with what's been seen in countries like Malaysia in the past. Anyway, that's all for this episode of the Five Red Lights podcast, an episode considering the pros and cons of the newly announced Miami Grand Prix set to join the calendar in 2022, though hopefully not in June. Thank you for listening. In the next episode, will be released on Friday, a preview of this weekend's Grand Prix at Portimão in Portugal. If you enjoy, please follow the podcast and give it a rate if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to follow our social media at 5 Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at 5 Red Lights F1 on Twitter. Thanks again. Let's hope the Miami Grand Prix turns out to be alright, and goodbye.